New York City Planning Commission approved a plan for Cornell University and the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to build a $2 billion science and technology campus on Roosevelt Island last week. The campus will be 2 million square feet, with work planned to begin in 2014 to receive the first students in 2017, with final completion planned for 2037. The Bloomberg administration said the project would bring 22,000 permanent jobs to the city over a three-decade period. The city offered a $100 million taxpayer subsidy. The plan has community board approval with some conditions, asking for developers to mitigate air and noise pollution and traffic problems and to add 500 parking spaces. Technion has been called the MIT of Israel, and last week President Obama visited the institute for three presentations on robotics. But in an article in The Nation this month, Technion is shown to have been involved in research and development of weapons and surveillance equipment from remote-controlled Caterpillar D9 bulldozers, which have been used to demolish Palestinian homes, drones such as stealth drones, and dragonflies, which have a 9-inch wingspan which can enter rooms. Last night, New Yorkers Against Cornell Technion Partnership held a silent protest outside Google on 8th Avenue and 15th Street. They handed out leaflets and held signs that read, "Google, don't be evil, occupation is illegal." Google has given Cornell Technion free space for 8 students to study a 1-year master's in engineering design and computers. Terry Ginsberg is a film scholar who's taught in area colleges, saying the trouble is the new campus is not just an engineering school,
which is responsible for the development of military weapons that have been used in the to enforce the occupation, the Israeli occupation of Palestine, and to commit war crimes against Palestine and Palestinians. So this is a lot more than an engineering school, and frankly, we can't really be sure that Cornell NYC Tech is simply an engineering school, because the plans for the curriculum have been kept very secret. And we are wondering why, for example, Cornell and the Technion have been so secretive about what they're going to be doing. This deal was fast-tracked by the city in collaboration with Cornell and the Technion. Fact that $100 million of New York City taxpayer money was given to the project was also kept from the public. I mean, the decision was pushed through by fiat.
Ginsberg says they plan to keep doing these biweekly protests outside Google on 8th Avenue.
We have protests planned on Roosevelt Island. We've been contacting the architects who are slated to design the campus on Roosevelt Island and the faculty members who have already been hired to teach there. We have a petition online that people can sign that is going to be sent to relevant New York City and state elected officials, asking them not to support this project, in fact, to block it. And there are many other projects in the works that we plan to do. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and our main goal right now is to educate the public about the fact that this is happening, because most people really don't know that it's going on.
The New York City Council has yet to hold a hearing or vote on the project. I'm Rebecca Miles for the WBAI Evening News in New York.